Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly clear, lows around 40. The 2016 Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign launches in Racine this Friday with a goal of $290,000, $8,000 more than last year. On WRJN's Community Conversation, Major Ken Nikolai talked about the continued growing need to help families with basics like food, but especially the children. Major Nikolai said they're hoping to get a kettle in downtown Racine for the first time in years on First Friday, December 2nd.
We haven't had kettles in downtown Racine in decades. Somewhere along the line, it was figured out that it really didn't pay. But we're going to challenge that this year. And when the Downtown Business Association does its First Friday promotion, we're going to have a kettle down there.
Aside from kettle donations, the Salvation Army accepts donations over the phone, through their website, saracine.org, or in person or by snail mail at 1901 Washington Avenue in Racine. The only change made to the proposed 2017 Mount Pleasant budget before it was adopted by the Village Board last night involved adding funding for an administrator if the decision is made to hire one next year. Four people spoke at the public hearing on the spending plan and fall, urging the board not to cut the budget anymore. Trustee Sunny Haven made the motion to add funding for an administrator next year, taking the money from other line items.
I think everybody understands the amount of work that is in the amount of support that staff needs. We got to have a full-time administrator. We can't keep running. Tim's doing a good job. I don't argue that. But again, $20 million company running without a full-time administrator is kind of a sad situation.
Although trustees Hansen and Feast were critical of the budget, which includes just over a 4% increase in the mill rate, or about $31 in additional taxes on a $100,000 home, the budget was approved unanimously. The Racine Common Council takes up the 2017 budget at tonight's regular business meeting at 7 o'clock. The Committee of the Whole last week recommended approval of the spending plan with a revision to have the undesignated fund balance cover the recycling fee increase. The Village Board in Sturtevant holds a public hearing at 6 p.m. on the 2017 budget. The budget presented by Administrator Mary Cole includes a mill rate of $7.31 per thousand of assessed value, a drop of $1.61 thanks to the closure of the first TIF district. The Kenosha City Council's Committee of the Whole meets to hash out the 2017 budget toward a final recommendation to the full council tomorrow evening. Mayor John Antaramian has proposed a number of infrastructure improvements, raising the capital improvement plan by $10 million, which includes a new super fire station. The Racine Landmarks Preservation Commission will consider the designation of College Avenue from 14th Street to Dukhovan Avenue, the original bricks from over 100 years ago, as an historic artifact to make sure they don't go anywhere or get covered over. Deputy City Planner Matt Sadowski explained the five-block stretch would fall into the same category as the cannons and statue at Monument Square, the concrete bubbler at the zoo, and the Gilbert Knapp painting at Council Chambers, to name a few.
What the historical artifacts means is it's things that are owned by the city or redevelopment authority of the city and at least 50 years old and designed and designated a local historical artifact as described in the ordinance. And it's associated with a property that meets the criteria for listing on the National Register of Historic Places, the State Register of Historic Places, or a city landmark.
Staff will incorporate extra language into a resolution the Landmarks Commission will consider December 12th for the council to consider on designating College Avenue's brick street an historic artifact. Equipment problems led to more than 13,000 We Energies customers in Milwaukee County losing power overnight. West Dallas, West Milwaukee, and parts of Milwaukee's south side were affected, with power restored by almost 3 a.m. A utility official said it was traced to the Lincoln substation. The outage led to police officers having to do traffic control because the signals were out. Numbers for Wisconsin's bow hunters this season point to a decent gun season for deer hunters, which gets started this coming weekend. The Department of Natural Resources says the light winter last year and a warm fall this year should mean higher deer numbers. DNR officials also want to remind hunters about mandatory chronic wasting disease testing. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.